The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio's got a new girlfriend. Not like Barbara Bush. She's a 19-year-old New Zealand model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's 42. She's 19. That's what they call here a May-December romance.
Wow.
Yeah. By December, he may be knowing he's having sex with another model.
Right, exactly, right. So what is she saying?
How that's very much different than the casting couch. There seems to be a little quid pro quo going on there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What is she?
When Leo does it, because he's so handsome, it's just a devil. It's a devilish charm.
That's all it is. So, what does she say to her friends? What is she like? Oh my gosh, I'm in love. Yeah. I'm getting married. Does she believe this is going to be a long term thing?
I guess you don't have to think of it. It's definitely not a long term thing. But your Instagram does tremendous.
Ah, yeah, you get a lot of followers there.
Yeah, poor Leo. Speaking of pedophiles.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman's trying to raise $10 million to make a movie. He says he's going to expose the names of all the pedophiles in Hollywood.
Okay.
He just needs to raise $10 million on Indiegogo. It seems like a lot of money to pay for a documentary no one's going to want to watch.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And why wouldn't you just list the names on social media?
Well, that's the other option. If you buy him a drink, he'll give you one name at a time.
Yeah, there it is.
Talk about a not date movie. Mm-hmm. That's the place you don't want to go with your girl.
Honey, you want to go see that Corey Feldman, How He Was Raped movie? Okay, good deal.
The Disney Channel made a big deal that nobody cared about that much, but they were going to have their first openly gay character on a kids' TV show.
Yeah. We touched on a little bit.
Yeah, I know, right. Mm-hmm. Did you know that for a little balance, they're going to balance that out by having the first non-gay executive?
Oh, well, it's all diversity. There it is.
Oh, man.
Wow. Make it a little even. I think the kid is 4 in the show. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Mommy and me will never be exactly the same. These celebrities are always crashing weddings. It's a new thing now where a celebrity comes and crashes your wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Katy Perry did that to a couple in Missouri. This is a new thing. This is like where the celebrities pop into people's weddings and the bride secretly hates the hell out of you for ruining her special day.
Yep.
It's like every single photo now of their wedding is now somebody else with Katy Perry. The bride's kind of in the background stalking.
Yeah, a woman who's much more hot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. You start seeing your husband like making eyes at her in the crowd, a new husband.
Ogling her.
Yeah, your grandpa Saul's like with her doing dancing and everything, and she just takes over the whole day and she acts like it's such a big gift to you.
Right. And then the groom's like, you know what my favorite comedian is, Katy Perry? David Coppa grabbed you in the never mind.
You know, if you've been married, you know, like a woman is the last thing she wants is someone better looking and more famous than her popping in.
Right. right, exactly.
She just spent 6 months trying to starve herself to death to fit into a dress.
Right.
Perfect. And also, no, there's Katy Perry. Thanks. Apple, you know, Apple is now like Facebook and everybody else is getting into the original content business.
Right, right.
Yes. And they made an announcement. They made it clear from the outset their shows will contain absolutely no sex or violence or edgy content.
So
and no ratings.
Yeah. That's not really a story. Just a reminder to myself never to watch Apple shows.
Yeah, right.
So it's also not going to be entertaining. Got it. All right, gotcha.
I also thought it was they said they want to be very super family friendly, which seems a little odd from the people who make the device that films every single skateboard accident and sex tape in the world. If it wasn't for the cloud, we wouldn't really have seen all these celebrities naked.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
Just merging that cloud content together would be fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I'd watch that Apple show. Things we stole from the cloud. You never want to pay for it in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Mark Wahlberg said, I don't know if you saw the Mark Wahlberg story. He's been hanging out with the Catholic Church trying to get straight. He said the biggest regret, you asked him what role he regretted. He said Boogie Nights was his biggest regret.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Can you imagine that? He said Boogie Nights.
I thought that was
a movie where his six-pack looked amazing and every woman in America thought he had a foot-long schlong.
Right.
Yeah.
That was really horrible for your reputation.
Yeah.
I was like, that was not a horrible movie.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, considering Transformers is still out in some theaters.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't come up with anything better.
Right, right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real, he was talking to a gathering in the church, and it was kind of seemed like one of those kiss-ass answers you give at church.
Mm. Oh, really, okay.
Yes. He said, as a father of daughters, as they always say now, he would he would never make Boogie Nights again. The movie that made his career outside of whatever Calvin Klein did in those underwear commercials.
And his third nipple.
And, well, so he would, if he was making it, he would, his daughters were going to see that movie, or they see every movie he does? What does that mean?
I don't know. Everyone in Hollywood just says, as a father of daughters now. No one even bothers to check if they have daughters anymore.
As a father of daughters, I shouldn't have that steak tonight. I've decided, you know.
Right.
That filet is just not good. I have daughters,
in,
you know.
In a post-Weinstein world. speaking of Weinstein-like guys, Michael Bay. Michael Bay is back.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to be making a live-action Dora the Explorer movie.
Oh, thank God. I've been waiting for that for so long.
Yes. I hope you guys are familiar with Dora the Explorer. But this is not like going to be the TV show. They're going to age it up a little bit. In this one, Michael Bay is making Dora is a Tijuana stripper. small change.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, and her backpack is still with maps to cartel cocaine.
Oh, good. Yeah. Swiper, no swiping.
Yes. Yes. I know you guys have run a family show yourself, so I'm not going to tell you what Boots the Monkey is up to.
We can take a guess,
It's just not legal. And finally, I loved and unhappy news.
Oh, good, good.
And happy news. Yeah. Good. The Kardashians just got renewed. The Kardashians renewed by E! For 3 more years.
Well, good. Right. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good.
E! Was thinking about canceling them, then they realized they made no other shows.
Right. I just realized we don't do anything.
Yeah,
all right.
This is like 99% of our revenue. Right. So they got a new contract for $100 million.
Wow.
How
long is that? Did you go
for
multiple
years?
3 years, $100 million.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, so that used to be a good show. When it first started, I watched it. It was actually a good show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust people who say that.
I know. You notice I didn't get his back on that, Lex.
Yeah, like the first 10 seasons of Dancing with the Stars I was with, but now I'm no longer on that.
You know what, Lex? I used to watch the Kardashians when it was cool.
Right.
It was underground, you know, and then it got mainstream and I couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, no, this is not like smoking marijuana in college. This is a little different.
Right, exactly.
They're going to be on for so long, we get to watch them go through menopause.
Oh, that'll be swell. Oh, that's really good.
Yes, it's never been so sexy until you see menopause in tight tank tops. You've never seen menopause. That's the Hollywood headlines, guys.
All right, Lex Jurgen, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you joining us today. Go to whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com,
CaseyAnthony.com,
and lastmanstanding.com. Did I do that right?
No.
Dead
last
man,
man on last man on earth.
That's it. Last Man Standing was that TV show. Last Men on Earth.
Last Man on Earth.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.